Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rick McConnell, who's president of Hanley Woods Exhibitions. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us and with our listeners this morning. I wanted to get you on the show today because there's many people, many of our listeners haven't met you yet. You're significant to this audience that you are now president, as I said, of Hanley Wood Exhibits. So you're in charge of the Surfaces show that's in Vegas every year. And you just took that role, I guess, a few months ago, right?
Yes, actually, Surfaces is definitely one of our very big shows. We've got 12 in total in our exhibitions group. And as you know, Dana Teague heads up as the director for that specific event.
Right. And so, Rick, well, as you look at, just so those people that may not be familiar with who Hanley Wood is, why don't you tell us who they are?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Hanley Wood LLC is actually a company that specializes in business-to-business media. Yeah, we're headquartered in Washington, D.C. with our exhibitions group, headquartered in Dallas, Texas. We, from an exhibition standpoint, manage 12 shows across the construction industry. The biggest of those shows, certainly Surfaces, falls into that category, as well as World of Concrete, Pool and Spa Expo, International Roofing Expo, the Remodeling Show, Stone Expo, just to name a few.
So as you say, it's mostly a construction or a builder-slash-home-furnishings type of focus?
That is correct, and we do have magazines in that space as well, and e-media properties, and also a market intelligence company that provides data to builders.
Okay, and then, so and you're in charge of the exhibits sector of the business, is that right?
I am. I'm president of the exhibitions division is what we call it.
Okay, and as you look at Surfaces in your overall scope, the other shows that you do, are they all about the size, or how do Surfaces fit into your list of 12 shows?
You bet. Surfaces is actually our second largest show. World of Concrete is in the vicinity of around 800,000 net square feet,
right,
where Surfaces is around comes in close to 400,000 net square feet. Our third show, in terms of just pure square footage size, is the Pool and Spa Expo. That comes in at around 220,000 net square feet. So it's a very, very important large property that we work with.
Well, and also, you know, you're taking the reins, hopefully, kind of what we're thinking is the bottom of the market. So it might be a good time to be taking the reins because hopefully all the numbers from here forward may be pointing in an upward direction. Is that the way you see it?
That really is the way I see it. I think that we're still going to finish bumping through the first quarter of 2010, although there clearly are positive signs out there in the economy. And we see really solid recovery starting to happen in the latter part of 10, and it certainly impacting the 2011 show.
Well, give us a little bit of your background. Before you took this role, you were at Hanley Wood. What else were you doing at Hanley Wood?
I was the senior vice president of Hanley Wood. I was responsible for 8 of the 12 shows and also responsible for all the sales and marketing across the company as well. So certainly been here since pretty much the beginning of the creation of the exhibitions group, which was back in 2000.
Okay. And that's about – when did Hanley Wood bought Surfaces, wasn't it? About 2002, is that right? Or
that was actually the latter part of 2000.
Okay, a lot of power 2000. Okay.
Yep, sure was.
And prior to coming with Hanley Wood, I mean, I know you're in Dallas now. Is that the area where you're from originally, or?
Overall, for the most part, I mean, my business career has been also in a couple other places, including Chicago and the L.A. area. I've been in trade show business over 22 years. Have also worked with Miller Freeman, which was subsequently bought by VNU. And also worked on the Magic International Show, which is a huge apparel show for men and women's apparel. So that kind of gives you the broad scope of what my background's been, and it really has been trade show specific, and more specifically to the construction industry the last 9 years.
Okay, so you basically what we'd call an expert in putting trade shows on.
I like that name.
Okay. Let me ask you, as Surfaces comes, it's going to be in February, it's not too far off. Are you able to take the things that you learn from these other shows and incorporate them? And so, I mean, success feeds off success. Is that generally what happens?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think that you've got to really be in tune to what the specific needs of the industry segment that you serve really are. But there are some common things, and I think people, you've got to create and feature areas for new product. And we're going to be doing that through our service elevations area, which is a design pavilion on specially niche products. It's It's going to have handcrafted tile, decorative concrete as one example. But I think that having live interactive educational opportunities for attendees is critical. I think people in our business like hands-on. They like to know how things are put together. They like to know how they work. And we try to create those opportunities on the show floor and in the conference. We've done that in, from other shows as well. We've kind of brought that technology over to that approach over to surfaces as well. And I think that having leading cutting-edge conferences and education, that's another primary motivator for people to come to events. We've got to make sure that we are very current on trends and the latest trends and latest technology within that sector.
So putting on a show is more than just having the, everybody that's a potential attendee know about the show and also having everybody that's a potential exhibitor come to the show and exhibit. I mean, you actually try to make a little bit of a fair out of it. You want constant motion, things going on all the time. I mean, that's what makes a good show, isn't it?
It is, and we view an event, we use services as an event. It's an event for the industry. We want it to be a must-attend kind of an event, and we know that it has to consist of multiple networking opportunities, that you know, a top-rate educational program where you can find the latest products, where you can see products demonstrated. It is kind of the platform where people really connect within the floor covering industry, and that's what services really provides. But we know there's lots of elements that make that happen.
Yeah. New this year, I think you're going to have some of these stages up on the main hall where you've got every 20 or 30 minutes you've got something else going on, and you've got themes at these stages. So, I mean, that's part of why you're doing that this year, right?
That's that live interactive element that I said is so critical, and I think it also gives a manufacturer an opportunity to really educate the attendee about their product and what the key benefits are.
Yeah. Well, one question that I know, you know, people who go to surfaces year in, year out, especially on the exhibitor side, you know, it's fairly expensive to do a show in Vegas because of some of the labor issues, but you work with those guys to try to help keep the cost down, don't you?
We do in a big way, and we recognize that, you know, doing a trade show is expensive and that your booth space rate is really of less than the majority of the total cost of exhibiting, and that, you know, your drayage and your decor and your travel expenses and your marketing up front, all those expenses roll in. So what we try to do is we've worked very closely to negotiate more advantageous rates with member hotels, preferred hotels, to keep expenses down. And we've also worked very closely with our general service contractor to keep material handling rates to a minimum. And that in turn helps our exhibitors keep their costs down and more likely to come in and also take additional space.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. I wanted our audience to get to know who you were, Rick, and I appreciate you being with us. Again, we've been talking to Rick McConnell, who's president of Hanley Woods Exhibitions, and the website for surfaces is www.surfaces.com, isn't it?
That is exactly right.
Okay, Rick, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Rick McConnell, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.